It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and thank you guys so much for joining in today. We're getting closer to the close of season one of our new podcast. So I just wanted to send a special thank you to all of you out there that have tuned in. I really hope from the deepest part of my heart that you've been able to learn something along the way and up your skills as a leader in your own companies. I'd love to hear how we've been able to help you. So I encourage you to reach out to us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or by email at doyouevenleadbro@gmail.com. I hope you're excited because today you've tuned in to episode 12, A Leader's Duty, The Power of Position. And what is a leader's duty and how is their power within a position? And I just want you to reflect on your position as a manager or leader within your company. Are there people that look up to you? Are there people that you could personally impact? Is there a group that you manage and you could have the opportunity to develop or train them? If the answer is yes to any three of those, then you have a duty and you have power within your position. And it would be a shame for us not to take advantage of the potential impact we can have on people's lives. Not only are you making them better in the workplace, but you could also make them just a better human being. The values and work ethic that we see at the job are the same values and work ethic that's probably at home. So if we can grow them and make them a better team member within our company, imagine what that impact could do in their home life as well. We have such a great opportunity within our positions. And I think a lot of times we forget that as leaders. Think about the stages of life. When we're children, we learn everything from our parents. A fun fact about me is that many years ago, I went through a training to be a certified counselor. Now, I'm not a licensed counselor, so don't make me your therapist. And I only went through that process to help me with another stage of my life that I was going through. But I learned a lot of things in that. And one of the things that I learned was that children learn love by the age of 3. They also learn at a very young age how to lie, how to deceive, and how to attach to someone. We as human beings, whether we're aware of it or not, we're constantly learning from the ones around us. So as children, naturally, that's our parents. As teens, we typically look up towards teachers and our friends. So as adults, what can you imagine we learn from? It's from our peers and our leaders. Well, you may be that leader. And even though we're not going to have as much of an impact as that person's parents were when they were a child, we still have an opportunity and an obligation to that person towards their own growth. So I want you to take a second and think about your team. How could you make them better people? How could you make them better employees? And how could you make them better leaders or managers? I'm sure you could think of a few ways, or a few people that you're directly thinking about. If our teams are not learning from us, then are we really even succeeding as a leader or manager? And let's talk about leaders and managers, because there's a difference between the two. A manager manages people to do something that they already know how to do. They're simply managing the process. A leader, however, is someone that leads people. This is going to be someone who sets the example, someone who helps lead people to a further position. That means you're going to have to grow and develop your team. And this person is going to be in an upward movement rather than just managing an already set process. Many of you are managers, right? Typically, your position may end with manager, general manager, assistant manager, fitness manager. If there's a manager in your title, then of course, you're going to be managing a specific process. But my question to you is, are you leading? This could be something that's really hard for us to ask ourselves, but you got to be vulnerable. Look yourself in the mirror and really ask yourself, am I being a leader? Am I taking advantage of the potential that I have? And am I fulfilling my duty as a leader? And if you're not, the first step to making the change is self-awareness. So now that we're aware, what can we do to fulfill our duties as leaders? Us as managers may be managing the process, but what are the things that make you not only a manager, but also a leader? And there's just a few things. One of those is look for potential. Within your team, who has potential to shine? Who has potential to take next steps? Just like you may not have been aware that you are simply managing and not leading, your team may not be aware or self-aware of their own skills or potential within them. So it's our jobs as leaders to see those and to develop those to come out. Another thing that takes you from a manager to a leader is to talk about your team's goals. And you can do this within the group, or you can do this individually. But it's more of just communicating a goal. It's actually discussing it, starting the conversation. Managers simply communicate a goal to their team, and their team completes it. But a leader will actually talk about the steps. And this can be anything from a company goal to a personal goal. But it's that extra awareness, support, and development to make sure that your team is successful in achieving their goals, whether it's corporate delegated or personally delegated. Discuss their struggles and how you can support them. Discuss ways that they can be better. And then develop those. And that's our next step, is to build a plan. We have to first start the conversation, and then we actually build a plan for them. And this is a training plan, this is a development plan, and if it's for them individually, then it would be a development strategy. So be sure to tune in to episode 10 that will tell you exactly how to build a development strategy for a team member. But this is all about their development and training. And they do this through your support and leadership. After all, if you're in the position that you're in, you're the leader. You're the expert. So the best person that they can learn from is you. So what are the areas that they need to learn? Or what are the struggles that they're facing? And you help them get over those and grow. That's the difference between managing a process and leading your team. And the last part of leading is following through. Any commitments that you make, any strategies or development plans that you start, be sure to follow through and be consistent. Consistency is so important. And yes, that's on another episode that you can tune into. But think about potty training a child. You show them what to do, but you don't just show them one time and walk away. You have to constantly support that process and continue to remind them. And eventually, time after time, they'll begin to grasp onto that concept. And before you know it, you've got a child out of diapers. Hooray, let's celebrate. And you're going to have to do the same thing for your team. You can't just strategize or develop or train one time. It's going to have to be something that you do on a consistent, regular basis. It's like building habits. And you know in fitness how important it is for someone who's new to the gym and exercise. You know they have to get in there and they have to repeat a process over and over for several days before it actually becomes a habit. We're going to have to do the same thing as leaders, building those good habits. And it takes a while for them to stick, so you got to stick with it too. So as managers, we manage a process, but as leaders, we drive to the next level. And we do that by looking for potential, having a conversation around how to make them better, building a plan to get there, and following through and being consistent. Remember, you're the expert, so not only manage, but lead. You know, in the fitness industry, if you're someone who's been a trainer or an instructor before, and you get someone brand new into your class, or you get someone brand new into the gym that you have the opportunity to help, you should feel an obligation and a tug on your heart to want to help this person reach their goals. And this is the same for your team. Think about them as those brand new people coming into the gym for the first time. They may be scared, they may be intimidated, or they may be comfortable, but they just need a little extra guidance. And it's your duty to get them to their goals. And when they get there, celebrate big. Because not only is this an accomplishment for them, it's also an accomplishment to you. You've led them to victory. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. If you haven't had a chance to subscribe, be sure to do that so you can see when our next episodes and our next season launches. Get out there and fulfill your duty as leaders. And I'll check you next time on Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.